Exodus 23, and I'm going to read the first 9 verses. Do not spread false reports. Do not help a guilty person by being a malicious witness. Do not follow the crowd in doing wrong. When you give testimony in a lawsuit, do not pervert justice by siding with the crowd, and do not show favoritism to a poor person in a lawsuit. If you come across your enemy's ox or donkey wandering off, be sure to return it. If you see the donkey of someone who hates you fallen down and under its load, do not leave it there. Be sure you help them with it. Do not deny justice to your poor people in their lawsuits. Have nothing to do with a false charge, and do not put an innocent person or honest person to death, for I will not acquit the guilty. Do not accept a bribe, for a bribe blinds those who see and twist the words of the innocent. Do not oppress a foreigner. You yourselves know how it feels to be foreigners, because you were foreigners in Egypt.
Hello, the second reading is from the book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 4. It can be found on page 1187 on the Bibles in the foyer. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, starting at verse 9. Now, about your love for one another, we do not need to write to you, for you yourselves have been taught by God to love each other. And in fact, you do love all of God's family throughout Macedonia. Yet we urge you, brothers and sisters, to do so more and more, and to make it your ambition to lead a quiet life. You should mind your own business and work with your hands, just as we told you, so that your daily life may win the respect of outsiders, and so that you will not be dependent on anybody.
I think it's somewhat ironic that I'm using a tablet. But anyway, we'll get to that in a minute. This morning, we are in the first of our weeks of cultural queries. We're going to be talking about big issues. Okay, so kids, as I said, let's put the pencils down. Let's pay attention because we have some serious work to do this morning. I know, colouring in is more fun. No, it's not. All right, so I have a question for you this morning as we begin to think about real news or the news reel. Most people here wouldn't even know what a newsreel is, my guess, these days. But I have a question, and my opening question, and you need to talk to the people around you about this, is when you want to know what is happening, where do you get your news? You have a minute? Go. Have a chat. I want to hear some answers in a minute. All right, 5 seconds. All right, very good, everyone. Okay, so, all right, when you want to know what's happening, where do you get your news? All right, want to hear some, Sophia? Facebook and Instagram. Okay, this is a good start, Okay, what about, who goes to Facebook and Instagram for news? Yeah, okay. No, that's all right. That's all right. Different places. Has someone else got a different place where they find out their news? Eric. Mum and Dad. Look at that. Who finds out their news from Mum and Dad? Yeah, cool. That's good. All right, we've got a different news source. Prayer diaries. Wow, I love that. I haven't heard that one today. That's great. Thank you, Vicky. Someone got a different one? John? 2GB. Yeah, okay. All right. Yeah, that's all right. All right, so that's news radio. All right. What about, is there another source where we get news and information from? Sydney Morning Herald. Yeah. Any more? The kids. Yep. Yeah, good. Okay. No, this is good. This is good. We got another one. Mark, where do you get yours? TV? Yeah, TV. Okay. All right. Now, this is good. I'm pleased that lots of people are saying this. Does anyone get their news from the playground? Yeah? Yeah? What about soccer practice? Do you get news at soccer practice? Yeah, or cricket practice or somewhere like that? We've got lots of information coming at us from lots of different directions. Now, the very beginning of that is what we call printed newspapers. I'm going to show you, this is a printed newspaper from England from 400 years ago. I didn't read it, but apparently it's about Italy, Germany, Hungary, Spain and France. So that's before Australia even existed as a Western nation, if you want to think about it that way. But really, that's not where most of our information comes from now, is it? Mostly it comes from this place. The World Wide Net. Sorry, the World Wide Web. Now, if you're thinking that's a bit hard to read, actually, who remembers it looking like that? Yeah, I don't, but I remember this version, which was also slow. If you're wondering where TikTok is on there, it isn't. It wasn't yet. There's a lot of information coming at us. It's a big industry. People are making lots of money out of giving us information. Some of it's good information, and we're going to talk about what we do generally with information, with news this morning. What do we do with news? I've got four questions I want us to ask, and we're going to have little goes at figuring out what we do with different things, case studies. So the first question we want to ask is it the truth? We also want to ask is it any of our business? Then we want to ask, should I be looking at it? And then lastly, we're going to think about, is it good for me and others for me to be taking this news in? So let's talk about the first one. Is it the truth? Now, straight up, I came across this article that says that 85% of people are worried that the information they get on the internet is not true. Now, maybe the cynical part of me wonders if the 85% figure is actually true or not. But I think a lot of us, we're sus about this, aren't we? We're worried. And what I'm reading, is it fake news? Is it real? Whatever. So what does the Bible have to say about that? Well, Mark read to us from Exodus 23 this morning. It's part of God's law to Israel. But man, what a great sentence. Just here, verse 1. Do not spread false reports. Isn't that a strong start? And then it says in verse 2, beginning of verse 2, do not follow the crowd in doing wrong. All right, so I think as a starting point that we want to make sure that we always pass on the truth. All right, because news comes to us all the time, we get talking about it. We want to make sure that we always pass on the truth. We also want to make sure that we're not deceived. And so this is Jesus in Matthew 24. Jesus is talking about when he comes back. Now, you might think, what has that got to do with news? Except as people who follow Jesus, everything we do should be understood in the context of that one day Jesus is going to come back and his truth is more important than the other things. And this is what he says. He says, watch out that no one deceives you. He says, many people are going to come and deceive many. Verse 6, he says this. I think this is really pertinent towards news. You will hear of wars and rumours of wars, but see to it that you are not alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come. The point is, we're going to hear bad news. We're not just going to hear bad news, but we're going to hear lies. And Jesus says, amongst other things, that listening to lies, I think, can be nearly as bad as spreading them, can't it? Also, that listening to lies is actually bad for us. So we've got to be careful about what's truthful. Okay, so kids, you ready for some case studies? I need some help for you to tell me whether what I'm going to show you is the truth or not. All right, so here we go. First article, this is from 2022. North Richmond Bridge is closed as major flooding likely. Okay, is it true or not? Oh, I'm getting a thumbs up straight away. Okay, so how do we know that it's true? Yep. Because we saw it. Okay, we actually saw it. Now, someone at 8 o'clock said there's a photograph, but it can be hard. But yes, you're absolutely right. So we know that this is absolutely true. And the Hawkesbury Gazette is generally pretty all right, isn't it, as newspapers go. Let's talk about some information we might get on our phone, though. So imagine we're scrolling through Facebook and we come across this. It looks like news, but is it news? Special report. Oh, we better read this. Mel Gibson's latest investment has experts in awe and big banks terrified. What do we think? Mike's giving it the thumbs up. Thumbs up or thumbs down? What do you reckon? Yeah, thumbs down. Let's face it, the only banks that are terrified are Mel Gibson's banks, the ones that he goes to. This is a scam, and unfortunately, lots of people fell for it. So we've got to have our eyes open and thinking about things. Let's talk about some personal news that we might get. Let's say it's Saturday night, we're sitting around, we get a text on our phone, because this is news as well, and the text says, "Want to see a nasty pic of Miranda at Alex's party last night?" Now, I think this is all a bit current, isn't it? Because sometimes we get messages like this. What do we say? What do we do with it? What do you reckon, Liv? No. Okay. Liv is shaking her head. Okay. The thing we would say straight up is, that's none of my business. And no thank you. And please don't send me nasty pics. Which takes us to the next question we want to answer this morning, which is it any of our business? Now, Jemima just read to us from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. This is such a great chapter. It's just got such a great Captain Obvious line in it. It talks about people loving each other. And then in verse 10, it says this, "Yet we urge you, brothers and sisters, to do so more and more and to make it your ambition to lead a quiet life." All right. Now, I think a lot of us want to lead a quiet life. What does it look like to lead a quiet life? Well, it says two things. Number one, you should mind your own business. And work with your hands so that your daily life might win the respect of outsiders. Okay, so what does it look like to live a quiet life? A, mind your own business. B, work hard, and then people will respect you. So we'll do a little, got a couple of case studies again. Ready? Here we go. Here's our first case study. All right, so this is Robin Preston. She's our local MP. She's got a little news item up on her page. It's from a couple of years ago. "Tonight I was honoured to attend the service and celebrate and welcome Reverend Peter Wood to Currajong and North Richmond Anglican Church." All right, is this our business? Yes, it is. So we want to read on, don't we? We want to pay attention to this. And I hope it was good news. Anyway, moving on. Let's try another one. Okay, I think you guys are going to enjoy this one. It's very pertinent. Kate Middleton's surgery recovery and photo controversy, everything to know. I'm getting a big thumbs down there. Okay, yes, I would say that is a big thumbs down. It's none of our business. And would you want the world talking about your health problems? No. It's just not loving to Kate, is it? And Kate's life is none of my business. All right, let's do another one. Okay, here we go. Ex-policeman analyses Scotland hate crime law. And there's J.K. Rowling up there as well. Okay, what do we reckon? Is it any of my business? Ooh, a few people. I'm getting a thumbs down here. Yeah, I would say no. And I would say the reason is because even though we love Harry Potter, okay, we don't live in Scotland. So really, we don't particularly need to look at it, do we? All right, here's another one. You'll enjoy this one. A timeline of Donald Trump's three marriages, numerous rumors. Anyway. Now, we're chuckling about this, some of us, aren't we? But is it any of our business? Again, all right. Now, we might be interested in US politics. I'm not saying that it's wrong, but I think the depth of kind of grubbiness in this thing, well, we don't need to know about it, and we don't live in America. We can pray for America without needing to pay attention to any of this. All right, so we're into our next category, which is, should I be looking at it? Let's face it, there's a lot of stuff on the internet that is, well, let's just call it spicy. Okay, I think you know what I'm saying. In fact, they reckon about 80% of the internet is spicy stuff, which is worrying. And that stuff, God says, is not good for us to look at. It's not good for the people who are involved either. So that's a thing to be wary of straight away. You know, oh, look at this picture of someone in their swimming costume, and then it's a disaster. All right? There's another problem, though. So I was thinking of this verse, Psalm 90, verse 12, which says this, "Teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom." So what it's saying is, do we use our time wisely so that we become more wise like God? Are we using our time that way? Now, I'm just going to show you a little GIF, and you can tell me whether it's your problem as well. Who has this problem? Anyone with a smartphone. It's going backwards, is it? Yeah, well, scroll up. He's going back. He's trying to find something. So my Eddie, you can fix it later. my observation is, a lot of the stuff in that scrolling stuff is A, probably not the truth, B, none of our business, and C, we probably shouldn't be looking at it either. So, now, I don't want to pick on you at this point too much because I too have this thumb RSI problem. But I think it's a good thing for us to think about. But let's do a couple of case studies. Okay, so here is my first one. Taylor Swift, Cats. Is our time well spent if we're learning the names and habits of Taylor Swift's cats? Somebody up the back's nodding, but I'm not convinced. I personally don't mind Taylor Swift's music. I think she's kind of cool. She's all right. Do I need to spend my time learning about her cats? No. Thank you very much. Yes, we don't need to know about Taylor Swift's cats. Also, most of YouTube. Now, I will admit to you, I love YouTube for all sorts of broken and wrong reasons. But I logged out of YouTube yesterday and just opened it to see what it would throw up as, you know, recent trending stuff. And there's only one, well, there's two things here I guess you could call news. So this thing over here with some Asian writing on it that I can't understand. Is it true? Is it any of my business? I don't know. It's hard to tell. And then this one here, Christian nationalist finds out Trump's kids are Jewish. Don't click on it. Don't do it. Because that will take you down a rabbit hole to oblivion. Okay? And that's the problem. It's so difficult to figure out what's going on. And then, I don't know, who would watch this? 100 myths Mojang is hiding from you. It's got to be someone here. Thanks for being honest. I appreciate it, William. Let's face it. Is it news or am I just wasting time? And really, I think we're probably just wasting time. And certainly, then there's YouTube Shorts or TikTok, whatever you want to call it, or Instagram Shorts. Man, that is just a rabbit hole of time wasting, isn't it? Okay, so is YouTube actually useful for things? Well, I would say yes. If we call it entertainment and realise, okay, I'm spending the time on entertainment, not news, it's okay. And in that case, we might want to pick things that are wholesome. I wanted to give you two channels that I like to watch that I think are pretty wholesome. One of them is this girl. So her name is Phoebe Sanders. She plays the banjo and she has chickens. And it's just adorable. She's really sweet. The chickens, you know, they're kind of comic relief. It's good fun. It's totally wholesome. Yep. So, yeah, there's a lot of broken banjo stuff down the side as well, but don't get involved in that. Or this guy. So this is Rich. He's got a channel that talks about trucks and things. He's a Christian bloke. And While you might not want to learn stuff about diesels, which is fine, I understand that, he's actually wise and godly in the way that he goes about what he does, and he will shoot down silly myths about things as well. So that's a thing you could watch. Now, I'm not telling you have to watch diesels and banjos, but whatever you watch there, realise it's entertainment, not news, and use it wisely. Pick stuff that's wholesome. Who here likes to watch lawn mowing videos on? Yeah. Okay, no, this is cool. This is cool. There's lawn mowing videos. There's a whole bunch of people who watch that, and it's just so satisfying, isn't it? And so that's okay. That's okay. It's a good thing. Okay, which brings us to the last question, which is, in what we're watching, in what we're taking in, is it good for me and good for others? So, Philippians chapter 4, man, what an amazing chapter in the Bible. This is what Paul says. It's towards the end of the book. He says, "Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, noble, right, pure, lovely, admirable, excellent, or praiseworthy, think about such things." All right? And then he says, if we do this, the peace of God will be with us. All right? So, now, why do I say that? I say that because a lot of things that we see in the news are very negative, aren't they? I was talking to one of my neighbours, and he said, I watched the news last night, and then he told me like 50 terrible stories. And I said to him, stop watching the news. Like, it's an hour where they're contractually obliged to fill you with misery and a Labrador story at the end. Or maybe a Labradoodle story. I don't know. But it's never going to make you happy. Now, you might then say, should I just ignore bad news? Okay? And I want to say to you, no. Okay? The world is it's a terrible place, and we need to take bad stuff seriously. Robbie and I were hanging out last night, and I got a text message from the bishop to say there'd been a terrible thing happen in Sydney. He didn't give me any of the details. He just said, ask your church to pray for it. And I think this is a great example of how do we engage with evil? How do we engage with tough stuff? Again, Philippians 4, Paul says in the middle of a huge conflict in the church, he says, rejoice in the Lord always. I'll say it again, rejoice. Do not be anxious about everything, but in every situation, by prayer and thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And Paul says, if we do that, he will give us peace. God will give us peace that, you know, it seems ridiculous. It transcends understanding, but he will guard and transform our minds. And that's what we want, isn't it? So I will also say that there are some websites where we can get helpful information so we can pray for people. So Hope 103, Hope Radio, okay? They do some good stuff with articles and things like that. I'll also just say Voice of the Martyrs is another good website to find things and people who you can pray for in a positive way. But I have forgotten something, haven't I? Kids, what have I forgotten? There's a sort of news that I have forgotten. The Bible. Good start, Eric. Does someone want to help me out a bit more? Yep. The good news of Jesus. That's right. Okay, what about the good news of Jesus? Well, I'm glad you asked. Because as a church, we're on Facebook, we are on Instagram, we are seeking to reach out to our community, and I know many of you guys are as well, so that we can share the good news of Jesus. This is Mark chapter 1, verse 1. Thanks, Eric, for your insights on the Bible. That's exactly the place to go. The beginning of the good news about Jesus, the Messiah. Do you know, I was at an appointment on Friday, and I've had a kind of long relationship with this person, and they said to me, oh yeah, by the way, I was meaning to ask you, where is the best place to start reading the Bible? Like, and it just came out of nowhere. And yet that's exactly the thing that we're aiming to do, isn't it? To have these conversations, to have people ask us. That's why many of us invited people to come and celebrate Easter with us, so we can get to know Jesus. Now, how does Jesus line up on our questions, okay? Is it the truth? Is it any of our business? Should I be looking at it? Is it good for me and others? Well, Jesus is the truth, isn't he? I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is for everyone. It's everyone's business. We can look to Jesus for help. And Jesus is God's goodness in person. Now, as I mentioned to you during announcements, you might not still be square with this. You might be figuring it out. I want to encourage you again, have a chat with Robbie. Go and do Explaining Christianity. Figure that stuff out. Well, as I said to you at the beginning, we're going to be looking at some other issues in the next couple of weeks. Medicine and the whole healthcare industry, and also work. What does the Bible say? What are our cultural queries about that? But how about we pray? Father God, we thank you so much that we have the best news. We have Jesus, that you are encouraging and helping us to share that with others. Lord, we pray that in the meantime, whatever information we get, we will think about whether it's the truth, whether it's our business, whether we should be looking at and how things might be good for others and good for us. And I pray that you'd give us the insight and the wisdom to know that. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.